This is WLVR News. The police are charged to protect and serve, but some fall short of that standard. PBS 39's program, Community Conversation, Policing the Police, addressed that reality. The special explores how the police can maintain public trust with activists, law enforcement, and legal experts. What follows is a portion of that program with guests Dr. Hashan Botts of Promise Neighborhoods, Pennsylvania State Police Trooper John Scott, and criminal defense attorney Ed Angelo. The host is Lehigh Valley Public Media's Monica Evans.
Dr. Hashan Botts, I want you to share with us your thoughts when you saw the video of Floyd being arrested with the officer's knee on his neck. What went through your mind when you saw that?
I'm a black male in America, so I've normalized those experiences. That was not an isolated incident. That was not about Floyd for me. I've seen that many times before. I've experienced it, and family members have. So I wasn't surprised. You know, I often have this, and this is as a dog lover, I often have this wish that it was a dog so America would care. You know, had he put his knee on a dog's neck like that? Again, because that wasn't an isolated incident. That happens every day across this country. So, and then after you watch it a few times, the pain and the anger and the horror kicks in, not so much for what he was doing, but that the other officers' inability that they chose not to act, which speaks to the fact that it was normalized in that department.
John Scott, I want to rope you in on this conversation. Tell me about the training you received as it relates to de-escalation.
Very little. My training in de-escalation came from on-the-job training, from colleagues just learning on the street. We were given plenty of training on escalation and how to use all of the weapons at our disposal, but no training on how to talk to people, how to read the situation, how to read other people's behavior and try to de-escalate. I learned that from senior officers, senior troopers that taught me how to speak to people, how to relate to people, how to assess the situation, and basically try to leave the situation a little better or at least the same as when you entered it. You can't get to the situation and make it worse. Any police officer will tell you they've worked with somebody that gets to the scene and they just torque everybody up, and you can't have that.
Attorney Angelo, you talked about police reform. Explain why you think it's needed.
I'll answer that by amplifying on what Hashan said a moment ago, that it's been normalized. And of course, we're not talking about these extreme, horrible situations as happened with George Floyd. We're talking about the day-to-day numerous indignities that occur to people of color and other people by police who don't handle a situation in a way that de-escalates, in a way that keeps calm and avoids force and brutality. Many police do that. Many police do that well, but there's enough of them that don't, that calls for great reform. And I'm concerned too about, again, you asked about watching George Floyd and have the life drained out of him. I'm concerned that that becomes the bar for police activities, and it shouldn't be. That's a horribly egregious example. But the bar must be, you know, much higher. There must be respect for citizens. There must be force exerted only as an absolute last resort. And the other thing that I'd like to talk about is reducing police contacts. There's simply too many police contacts that are occurring, particularly in inner cities, poor neighborhoods. I live in a suburb, white suburbs, which is significant. I'll see a police officer once in a blue moon and just driving by. If you're in the city, you're going to see them over and over and over again. And I've seen in affidavits of probable cause references to places like 6th and Chu and other areas in Allentown as being, you know, high drug activity areas and that sort of thing, almost as though giving a license to have a greater intrusive presence for police.
That was criminal defense attorney Ed Angelo, along with Dr. Hashan Botts of Promise Neighborhoods and Pennsylvania State Trooper John Scott. They spoke with Lehigh Valley Public Media's Monica Evans. You can watch the one-hour special Community Conversation, Policing the Police, online at pbs39.org.